Alda and my friend Amy. We're back the podcast and we've got a guest today.
I'm Nada. Don't know why I looked at the camera. there,
so yeah, we're excited over here. So we've got an amazing topic. I think that we've all got something to say and it'll be nice to explore that. So the topic is refining. So yeah, I think it's a topic that it can apply to obviously for that Christians who've gone through challenges and just gonna explore how we can navigate that well and what that looks like in our lives. So yeah,
I think it's something really cool to talk about. It, not just if you're going through a time of refinement, but also if everything's going good as well.
Oh,
because I think like Jesus promises us. Mm. There you go. Jesus tells us we're going to go through tough times, like where everything's going great right now, where everything's not.
Mm.
It's just a part of life. And
yeah,
so being prepared. And I think
that's key.
Yeah, so we have a Bible that's got things from like thousands of years ago. Mm. So like it's, yeah, and I think part of a really good thing is be prepared before before whatever.
I think that's because I think we wait for, like, and believe that you don't have to wait to go through the season to be prepared for. Like, you can equip yourself enough that when that time comes, you know how to navigate it well, I guess.
Yeah.
So, like, according to you guys, like, what do you feel like, you know, refining is? Because I think it's, I use it, but I think, like, how would we understand it, I think?
Like, so a dictionary definition of it.
I think how you understand it. That's a good place to start.
But like it's, I think it, I see it as getting rid of.
Okay.
Or like getting rid of things that aren't pure, getting rid of things that aren't healthy, aren't good for you. I mean, put it in very simple terms.
Yeah. I think for me, refining is a time of, Like you've said, where God is taking things off with actually helping. It says in the Bible actually about producing fruit. And God is like, God is basically removing things in your life that are not helping you in becoming more like Him or in also like carry out the tasks that He has for you or just that holding you back. Because I think you might not realize it, but the things in your life that I think are holding you back. And the refining time, God is highlighting things that you need to work on or need to get rid of that are keeping you from living the life that He's prepared you to live, which is. Yeah, how about your aim? How do you kind of?
Yeah, it's just like, for me, it's been showing the parts that I really need to work on. So, like, things like problems or sins that He wants to take from me. And cut those off.
Yeah.
So He'll reveal it to me. And, yeah.
I think also, like, as Christians, like, the refining time is something that somehow will go through one or another. I think either you prepared for it or not, like God is going to put in a time where you feel like everything is not going wrong. I'm not going wrong, but where things are not like, not everything's aligning up. Like sometimes I think we have, and you're like, okay, yeah, I come to faith, I say yes to Christ, and then everything, like, you know, everything is yes. Sometimes it's going to be a time where, I don't know, there's areas where God is show. Yeah. When there's pain, there is like, God, why? And like, it's just, yeah, have you guys had those moments where you feel like, I don't know, things are just,
Yeah, like, the best way I can put it is, I was talking to someone about this earlier, actually, and I was like, it feels like someone's put like a sword, like right in your stomach, and it's like turning it, like as graphic as that sounds.
yeah.
But like that's genuinely how it feels for me, and I think it just feels horrible at times.
Yeah. I feel like when, so I had a bit of like that a couple of months ago, and it felt like I didn't even know myself anymore because all these things were coming up, and I was like, I don't even know who this is because all the problems are, my wrong thinking came up and I was like, you have to face it, and when you face it, it's painful because it's like you almost don't want to accept it.
Yeah,
it's like
a mirror where we're just showing you, like, I don't want to see this.
Yeah,
I think that's really cool because like it's, I think big part of refinement is revealing.
That's a good one.
God reveals so much. So when I, similar to you, it was like, I actually prayed like about a couple of years ago, like, God reveal anything that like doesn't you don't like in me. Like, search my heart, or Lord, you know, that famous Psalms one.
Mm.
And God revealed loads of stuff. Like, he didn't hold back. But I think part of it is actually like, it's we're sinful beings. Like, it's die to self. And actually, like, part of it is like when you're like, I don't recognize who I am, or like, I don't like looking at it.
Yeah.
Actually, it's like, can you humble yourself enough to be like, actually, I was only saved by the grace of God. I'm only who I am because of the grace of God.
Yeah. Mm.
And if we're going to be really truthful, like, our sinful nature is so ugly.
You know.
So when our sinful nature comes to the rise,
Horrible.
Like, awful.
Yeah.
Awful.
Yeah. And like,
I feel like for me that one of my areas, like, obviously my faith is good, like, my, you know, you think your faith is great, like, you think you grasp everything, and you just, and then something happens, and then you're like, okay, I thought it was just God, I thought, like, you know, I was all this, and then sometimes for me it showed me like, my faith is not maybe as strong, or I don't have the right foundation as I think I do. Mm-hmm. And until when I've been that time, I was like, okay, how do I see God, the character of God? How do I trust the goodness of God? How do I even trust God enough? Or how, it's just like things that you can only really know when you're in that season. Because when things are going great, like, I love you, God. You know, I trust your character. You know, with you genuinely trust. But then when things are not going great, it's just, yeah, God is showing us, do you actually trust me enough? Do you trust the character of, like, I'm a good father, I'm faithful, whatever I promise I'll fulfill. Do you trust that? But it's through that you really get to check yourself, if your faith is really genuine, or if you have the right foundation. Yeah.
Peter in the Bible, when he denied Jesus 3 times, like he was like, God, I'll never deny you. And the guy chopped off, a few days before, the guy chopped off the servant's ear because he's like, you can't arrest Jesus.
Mm.
And a few days later, he's like, I don't even know you, Jesus.
Mm.
And like I think what he says is really true about, like, where God's like, oh, so when I went through those times, it was God revealing things that I thought I trusted him in, but I never. And God's like, actually, you just trusted that because the situation was good, but never because I was good.
Yeah.
And it's similar, like, exactly what you shared. Similar to Peter, like, Peter went through it. Peter's like,
it's always like, but I think it's realizing that if you want to grow in your faith or be the person that God has created you to be, you're going to go through those times, because we're not perfect. Every day we're being transformed to the image of Christ, and this being, I don't know, being how, like, another thing would be like, how do we normalize that season? Kind of thing, like, we get, oh my God, it's like scary, it's hard, this, but how do we, I think, position ourselves, I mean, myself, like, well, to just, I don't know, to see as like, oh my God, like, it's the world, be scared of it in a sense, kind of like, embrace it, that it is part of the process.
I think the most important bit of theology you can have is what you think of God.
Mm.
And I think if you know God to be a good God.
Yeah.
And you know God to be a God that loves you so much.
Yeah.
And also God is perfect. So they're both the same. Like, he loves you and he is perfect. And he's called you to be holy and set apart. Just as he is.
Yeah.
When you have that in mind about God, I think that can shape a lot of how you see that tough time you're going through. And I think, like, if you don't believe God to be good, or if you don't believe God to be holy or just, then actually, either see it as God is punishing you and it's not part of the process, or if you believe God to be good, you see it as a really cool, in inverted commas, it's not you're like, oh wow, like, God cares enough, like, that he's doing this.
I think for me, while I've realized, it's like, there's a choice to make. For me, it's like I was able to realize, like, how do I position myself well in that time. It's like my attitude more than anything, because you know, you can say trust when you're complaining, you know, you can go through, like, I've gone through, and like, oh my, it's like, what have I actually, like, how did I actually behave during that time, how did I see God during that time? It could be like complaining, moaning, or just I don't know, just complaining really, and you're not really allowing God, like, God, okay, instead of asking, like, God, why, but more of asking God, like, what can you show me? How can I grow in this time? What are you showing? What are you highlighting? And it changes your mindset, because I think for me, I was like, oh my God, the first few times, I'm like, oh God, why me? Why is this happening? Everything's going wrong. But then after that, I'm like, okay, you know what? Like, how do I allow God to highlight? Do you know what I mean? How am I growing in this time? How can I just, like, lean on to God more? Like, God, you know, give me the strength, not give me the strength, or help me to see things the way you see them, to trust you. It's something that, yeah, it takes time. I think that you have to think, for me, like, I have to go through many of them to kind of change my attitude, how I behave during that time. What you aim, what you think is... Have you not picked up from that? Yeah, finding time. Like,
picked up from?
Yeah, finding time. Like, how do you feel like you're pushing yourself in that, during that time? Like...
I think because it's quite painful.
Yeah.
And it almost feels like you want to hide. You kind of want to hide from it and kind of not let anyone else see it.
Yeah, yeah.
In a way, it's like, oh, like, people don't, like, my character isn't this way, or, like, I don't want people to see that, like, oh, I've got it all. Like, for me, like, it was painful, so I kind of hid. I hid from people, I hid from God for a bit of it, and then it was only like when I came to be honest about it, then people were like, oh, well, like, it's a good thing, it's like a gift that you actually get to go through that and see God's grace in that,
yeah,
and to be made more like holy,
yeah,
because that's what it's about, the journey of like purification and.
Yeah.
Letting God do that work in your heart.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like inwards. So, like, what's happening inwards is so important. Because it says somewhere, I don't want to butcher this, how, like, the, like, what is in you will come out.
And yeah,
the
yeah,
scripture,
yeah.
I think it's in Proverbs. Something. But it says, like, the wellspring.
Yeah.
Like, they'll come out. So, like, whatever's in you will come out. And sometimes whatever's in you comes out, you don't like it. I think it's a good thing. And to realise that you don't like it is like, oh, okay, like, why do I not like it? Or maybe it doesn't glorify God, or maybe it doesn't.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Show that I'm different to the world.
And sometimes, like, we pray, oh, God, I want to be more like you. All this, like, I literally pray sometimes. I do, like, God, please.
Maybe
I
like
do.
You
transformed that. Yeah, I pray that. And then when the things happen, I'm like, God is clearly stripping away things that are not of Him. But then, because we don't, I guess, enjoy the process. Sometimes we feel like, you know, we don't enjoy it. You don't really, like, yeah, you don't.
It's a gift to go through that process.
But sometimes I'm like, I'm like, get out of it. Like, ask, yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm not patient enough.
Get me out.
Yeah. It's just that, yeah, I'm like that.
But I feel like it's really cool that you mentioned about what is in you comes out. Mm-hmm. And I think it's worth mentioning as well that everybody's refining looks super different on the outside as well. Like, I know when we talked, I know you like had external circumstances, so you had like, I know, like, obviously I'm not going to give, like, away, like, I know you had, like, massive situations that, like, on the, that you had to, like, physically deal with. And I was looking at that, and I was like, oh, my days, wow, you're so tough. And then, like, but and I know some people, like, for me, for example, everything was, like, really internal. So people were looking at me, like, people would look at me and be like, there's nothing going on with you. Like, And, like, I think, like, similar to what you shared, Amy, was like, actually, like, a lot of it was internal. A lot of it was in secret. Like, a lot of it is secret. And some people's, it's public, like, really public.
Yeah.
I think it's worth mentioning that, yeah, like, because I think it's really good to discern as quickly as you can, like, what season you're in. Because I think, because, like, again, like, different things are required of different seasons. Like, if you look at, like, even like Jesus' example of farming the whole time, like, farmers, like, do different things in in different seasons. And I think, yeah, like, yeah, you said yours was internal and Sada's was like super external.
Yeah.
I think, yeah.
That's interesting. Like, I actually love that you brought that, because I think like there's battles that Torres have been internal and also external, where it's like me and like, oh my, do you know what I mean? And then it's been where it's been about the other people, and then just seeing how they affect you, they both affect you, and actually realizing like what's the common factor. What it's just, yeah, it's more just for me, like sometimes like me trusting God, sometimes it's more like God showing things in my life, like in me, that I need to work on. Or it's about how do I control, in terms of control, like do I trust him enough with other people? Do I trust him? Because I might trust God with my life, with me, but do I trust him with... yeah, do I trust him that like he's in control, he cares about the people that I care about? Like, just... Yeah. It's just quite a different challenge, but then something to still, like, I don't know, work on, I guess.
Absolutely.
What do you think that has helped you, though, as well? Like, helped you guys to navigate it well, like, kind of go through that season well, like... What do you feel has helped in that time? Any tips or anything like that?
So, I don't think I went through that season well. Like, even be real. Like,
yeah.
Like, but I remember, like, when we speak, I always, like, I think something super important. I think God leads, we steward.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't get myself out of a hole. Like, I've not got myself through anything.
Mm.
But, and God's led the whole time.
Yeah.
And it's all well and good of me going, like, oh, I'm going through a tough time, God, get me out, please. But then, if I'm not, like, who are my friends?
Yeah, we said that before.
Who are my friends? And, like, I've got a really close one behind the camera here, who, like, that's a legend. Like, he's one of my closest friends, and, like, now, like, I've got something at the root of it. I go, hey, can I speak to you?
Yeah.
Tell him about it. Mm. And like he's a good influence, and he's someone I like look up to at loads of times and be like, you know what? Like this is how he, like, I think a lot of times when you're going through tough times, you never have a reference of how to behave, like you fall to your defaults. So when you're going through tough times, you fall to what you see your friends do. You fall to your systems, you fall to your habits.
Yeah.
So, like, what are your habits like? Do you, like, what are you watching on Netflix?
Yeah.
Like, if you're going through a tough time and, like, I don't know. So, again, we talked about everyone's refining stage is different, and God's revealing stuff about you in relationships. Like, is really watching, like, I don't know, like, Love Island. like, is it something, is it, and I'm not saying, like, my opinion on it, but it's worth asking, like, is what I'm watching helpful?
Yeah.
What music are you listening to?
Like, that is key.
Like, a lot of the music we listen to nowadays, it's all about people, like, being broken and being emotional. And people make their living off singing about brokenness and singing about how there's no fix and singing about how there's no cure, or how the only cure is, like, sex, drugs, alcohol, whatever. And if you're constantly feeding yourself that, like... And again, it's all good to be like, oh God, get me out of this. God, I need your help. And God's given you eyes. God's given you ears. God's given you mind. Like the best thing you can do is steward it.
Mm-hmm.
And you trust God, most importantly, trust God with the rest.
But, yeah.
Like, yeah. And I think, yeah, I don't know about you
guys. I was going to say that actually, we were talking about before earlier, that about the actual friendships, that having a safe space is key. Having a safe space is key. Like, having you with you guys, like, it's just been amazing to know that you might know the truth, but you need sometimes a reminder. And I think for me, when I'm going through hard times, seeing someone actually saying, oh my God, this is what I'm going through, actually them reminding me, what does God say? What's God's truth? Because in that moment, you know it, but it's like, you're trying, like, I don't know, it's I read the Bible, but sometimes when you, those times, you just, it's like, you read it, but it's like, oh yeah, I know that, do you know what I mean? I know it, like, I've read it a couple of times, but then, when someone else says it to you or like encourages you in that moment, you're like, oh my, like, do you know what I mean? You're like, oh my God, actually, like, I'm not doing that bad. Like, I'm actually handling it well. Like, do you know what I mean? I mean, we've spoken before. And I'm like, okay, actually, it's not my own strength. Like, I was like, oh my God, it's not me handling it well. It's actually God strengthening me. I was like, God, thank you for actually helping me. Because I've, you know, it's not my own strength, but it's having a safe space and people that actually can speak life into you. It has massive difference, because it's so easy to have people, oh, you know, complain to, and then there's no actually, let's pray together. Then it stops there. Yeah. But then have people that you can just, hold you accountable and like and encourage you and remind you of God's truth has helped me to like give me perspective, because again, like our own thoughts can get in the way, and then yeah. But...
I think it's super cool that you said this thing about people speaking into it, because we have a culture right now of transparency, but not vulnerability. So transparency is me being really open with you guys, but not allowing anyone to speak into it. That's transparency. So everyone's super open nowadays. Everyone's like, I'm this, I'm that, I'm not hiding away. But then the second someone tries to speak into it, it's like, whoa, 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 you can't tell me that.
Yeah.
And I think, I look back at, if you look back through the Bible, actually, like, King David, when he sinned, actually, it wasn't him who realized on his own straight away, at least from the top of my head, could be wrong, but like, it was the prophet, I think it was a prophet, I think it was called Nathan.
Yeah, yeah, thank you.
He went and told him, like, hey, like you messed up, like you messed up, you need to repent, and like the king's in a very high, like the king could have very easily just killed me, like or just being like, nah, I'm not gonna do that.
Yeah.
And if you look at what happened to Saul, now Saul sinned, and the prophet Samuel, came to him and he's like, hey, look, God didn't ask you to do this. You did something outside of what God asked you, and Saul was like, nah. And like, yeah, like what you said about letting people speak into you, and like if you're a new Christian, I think it's super important that you have, I don't know, like a few amount of people that you trust, and that you're like, you can speak into my life.
Like, that's true.
There's people I've had that meant, like people that mentored me, that like I was going to make decisions and based literally off their word. I was going through a tough time and like even small decisions. And they literally, one of them is my old youth leader. I was like, I'm going to do this. I'm fed up. I'm going to do this. He's like, no, you're not doing what I just told you. I'm like, no, I'm doing it. He's like, no, you're not. Like, and I didn't do it in that time just because he said so. And sorry if I'm rambling, but I think the reason I didn't do it as well on his say-so was because of the years I've got to know his character and his walk with Jesus. So again, like, I think pick a few people that you're allowing to speak into you.
Yeah.
And when you're going through tough times, you're like, I'm going to, like, I'm going to obey your words.
Yeah.
And, but not just, like, not just people that you have things with in common. I feel like a lot of times we go to churches and we're like, well, I don't really get along with these people. And like, yeah, well, they just don't like the same things I like. Or like Paul goes, like, Paul, when he's writing to church and he's like, when I was with you, I desired to talk about nothing but Jesus with you. And I think, like, pick people around you based solely off their relationship with Jesus.
That's key. That is it. And I think
it's about, and seeing people's fruits, like what they bear as well. That's massive.
Yeah.
Like with choosing your friendships, you can maybe know someone and like feel like you, oh, we get on with this, like to this level. But then is it bearing fruit? Like I've had moments where friendships haven't brought any fruit. Like, and I've let them speak into my life, but I've actually not seen, like, their character isn't maybe where I want my character to be. So it is important that you choose the wise people who are maybe even, like, know Jesus a bit more than you know him now.
Yeah, and it says about like, bad character corrupts good character. Like, you know, bad company corrupts good character, yes. Thinking about that. And it's more being aware of, like, the people you keep or... you listen to their influence without even realizing it, because obviously when you're vulnerable and you're going through stuff, like refining time, your emotions, everything's clouded, your judgment's clouded, the way you see things, your perspective's clouded. So if you have someone that is validating what you think is not particularly the truth, you need a reminder of like, hang on here, like, you know, God says it, like, you know, sort of someone to remind you, okay, I understand you're going through this, but this is what God, you know, remind yourself of that. That's what you need. Like, for me, that's what I needed, not just like someone listening to me, that's great, that's one step. But then actually, what happens after that? You know, it's that next reminder of, you know, what God says. Because I want that reminder. Like, I know it, but I need someone to remind me of it. So that's definitely helped me.
Yeah, we're like goldfish. Like, I would say this, like, well, God knows we're forgetful beings. Like, like when the Israelites crossed the river, God told them, like, hey, take one stone for each tribe. So when your children, your grandchildren ask you, say, this represents this. Jesus gave us remembrance with, like, bread and wine, like, why we take Holy Communion, or whatever you want to call it. Like, God knows we're forgetful. So, like you said, like, people that remind us, like, of, it could be things we already know.
That remind us. You all need it. And I think you can never, like, iron sharpens iron. That's the good one. I always say we all need that sort of, like, sharpening each other kind of thing. Also, like, another point would be, like, how do you feel, like, what lessons have you learned, or what things have you picked up in the refining time? Like, how has that helped you in your journey of faith? And I don't know, kind of on those lines.
Great question. I think it was really cool, one of them. And I think, like, we don't need, so it's, again, it's a lot of it, sometimes it's things you know. But knowing something and having revelation are two different things. So, like, having revelation of, I don't need to fight my battles. And actually, God's for me. And I don't have to sort everything out. Like,
that's good.
I think one of my friends showed me this. I think I've showed it to you. It was talking about how Joseph had a son called Manasseh. And how he caused him, so the meaning of Manasseh was, he caused me to forget. Like, he made me forget. And, like, Joseph went through years of agony, years of pain. And actually, like, God didn't just heal him. Joseph didn't have to do all the work himself, if that makes sense. Joseph didn't have to, like, go through it himself. Actually, God caused him to forget. Like,
I love that.
Yeah, that just hit me like a ton of bricks. I was like, God's so gracious. God's so kind. Like, caused me to forget. And I think, I don't know if that makes sense.
It literally makes sense, because I think for me, like, when you're going through it, you kind of, like, you know, think you just, I don't know, you're in it. But then when it's finished, like, when God comes through for you, then it's like, you forget, like, how quickly do we move on? Like, knowing myself, like, I move on like it never happened, until, like, obviously, moments where I reflect, but normally, I'll move on so fast, like, and I'll be like, I forget it happened, and I think, I guess it's bad and a good thing sometimes, because, you know, you need to be able to reflect, and, like, okay, what, and how have I grown that time, or what good, for me, was, what helps me is, like, I know, like, it's just funny how I say it, but my faith has grown so much in the fire, like, in refining, in the fire, in the tough times. I've not wanted it, like, I've not chosen that time, but then, like, I realized, like, I don't know, like, inside, somewhere, I feel like I've grown closer to God more. I don't know if just me, but I realized, like, my trust, or, like, even I'm able to encourage other people that are going through it, or that whatever go through it, like, I have something.
It's bigger than you. The process is bigger than you. And it's kind of like the process is bigger than for on earth. Like, it's as much as it is for, like, now, it's for later on when we, like, get to that place.
And then in heaven.
Get to heaven. Like, because it says about where our treasures treasures should be, and keeping our, like, focus on heaven. And, like, it is kind of like that. In that normally brings up stuff that maybe on earth we've got problems with, all, but then it's for an eternal glory. It's for a bigger, bigger thing than us. Because, and it's what we go through is for, like, other people.
It's like, not about
us. So, like, if we're, like, whatever's happened with you, how then you can say, oh, well, I went through this, so if God came through for me in this season, then he can do that for you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
and like you relate.
That is.
And that helps to build like fellowship as it well, because you can be open to that.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's super interesting because refining is also a time of preparation.
Mm.
And like, there's something again we know, and I think it's really worth noting that God has a different dictionary meaning of prepare. So like, I think when you come to Jesus, you have to throw out a lot of words and like what they mean, and like God has completely different meanings of what they mean.
Mm.
And whatever God has in plan for us to do, and it's not necessarily about us doing it. Like, that's not the, like, hear me right, that's not the goal.
Yeah.
But like, God will use it and God will prepare us to do whatever like his purpose is for us. So and preparation, like, if you think about the world and how it prepares, it's strategic, it's planned, it's like, I need to do this, this, and this, and this to go to this place. And it's like, it's on like a, if you, right, you're going back to uni, right?
Yeah.
You're going doing a master's, right?
Yeah.
You're preparing for a job afterwards, right?
Yeah.
That's a very logical next step. In our walk with God, preparation looks so different. Like,
you know.
Look throughout the Bible, like, yeah, Joseph was prepared to be second in command as a slave. Like, yeah, Daniel was prepared also to be really, like, he was someone that was prepared to be, to turn the king of Babylon, like, the king of Babylon got to know about God, because Daniel wasn't scared of the lions then, but Daniel was prepared for it because he wouldn't eat the meat that was offered to him, like, when he was a young boy. And, like, that, in the world's meaning, that's like, what does that mean? David and Goliath, like, David was shepherd of sheep, and then he was king of a nation. And I think the preparation, I'm rambling again, but God's preparation.
That is it. Because I've read an obvious one of the scripture in First Peter from since verse 6. It's First Peter, then verse 6. It says, "So be truly glad. There is wonderful joy ahead, even though you have to endure many trials for a little while. These trials will show that your faith is genuine. It is being tested as fire tests and purifies gold, though your faith is far more precious than mere gold. So when your faith remains strong through many trials, it will bring much praise and glory and honor on the day when Jesus Christ is revealed to the whole world." Mm-hmm. And I think for me, it's hard to count the joy in the battle. Like, it's something that, because you don't feel the joy, you don't feel happy, you don't feel like you want to be in it. But then for me, it's just realizing that you don't have to feel like, again, like, it's not a choice. It's not, I have to feel it for me to be able to believe it. And that's something, Nayla, you said to me before. And like, that's sort of endurance. And I think not relying on my own strength. It's his strength that's strengthening me in that season, and leaning on to him more. Like, it's hard, but I think, again, you've said about that perspective, that thing we have in that heaven perspective, like, okay, God is in it. Like, I'm not by myself, because it can feel like it's you against the world, but God is fighting your battles, and being aware that, you know, you're in it, but God is with you and he's for you, and like, he's actually going to be able to fight your battles for you even that time. Like, you don't have to feel like, oh my days, like, I have to make this finish or stop. For me, have happened. You've tried every possibility. I've tried this, I've tried that. Like, just God is amazing. Like, you know, these are things that are out of your control, where there's nothing you can personally do to change the outcome. But then it's happened where, like, I trust God can do something about it, but he's not doing something about it. But then it's like, I can't do anything about it. And then it's like, just trust God's timing. And I think that's the hardest, when you, like, God, like, you just, you know, like, those trials, when they happen, like, trusting God enough that, you know, he works everything out for your good. You don't see it, but then just trusting him, like, he will make a way, seems to be no way. And it's not easy, but yeah, it's a choice to always choose. Again, like, faith is not like some substance of something, you know.
Yeah.
It's just so, like, you don't see it, but you believe. Like, we've not seen God in physical eyes, but we believe him. So it's like, even within trials, many trials, what's helped me is like realizing that, I don't know, it's trusting God or holding on to the promises of God, even though my circumstances seem different. And it's hard. it's like, yeah, I'm on fire for God, whatever. But it's like, you know, holding on to the truth that you know.
Mm.
That's why I was saying about friendships are helpful to remind you of that truth, because you know it, but that voice is somehow silenced because of obviously the pain, again, or your circumstances are speaking so much louder than the truth. But again, reminding yourself that actually God's, you know, God prevails, like God's truth, like whatever God has said, he will fulfill. So I think for me, in that positioning yourself is like trusting that God is in it within the fire. That's which of is a Meshach and Abednego, and when they're thrown in the fire, and they're like, they knew that even if God doesn't like come to that point, even if God doesn't like that, sometimes I think having God on your side and knowing that God is with you should be enough for you, even though you don't see the outcome or you don't see the quick way out.
Like,
of
believe in what he said is enough, like he has the final say, like, okay, he said it, so I can rest in
rest.
That promise.
That is a big one.
Absolutely. And I think, again, like you said, I think it's about the heavenly perspective.
Mm.
Like, God works all things together for our good according to his will.
Yep, I meant that.
And, like, again, his will is eternal. Like, his will is about heaven and earth.
Mm.
Like, yeah, obviously, like, he wants you to be blessed here on earth. He wants you to have good things.
Mm.
Like, I believe that. The pure of it, like when we talk about refining and all that, like you said, it's actually not about what we see on this. It's about heaven, and like, it's about what we see him face to face.
Well, in 2 Corinthians 4:16, it says, therefore we do not lose heart, though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes on not what is seen, what is unseen, since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal.
Amen.
Which is true.
That's amazing. And I think a lot of it as well, when we talk about this, and fix our eyes on what is seen, what is unseen, and we fix. Actually, for me, it's actually when you go through those refining periods, because you're fixing your eyes on what is unseen, God's pouring more of his heart into you. You know what I mean? Like, pour what's on your heart into my heart, God. And like, actually, because you're seeing eternal, and like, if you didn't see it eternally, then yeah, it would absolutely suck. Like,
Like,
you have to see it.
You ask yourself, what's it all for?
The questions you ask. And I think for me, it's like, the scripture James, I'm trying to find, which says, count it all joy, you know, when you go through trials. And this is like, it's because it says, count it all joy when you go through, my brother, if you go through trials, because, you know, your faith is, I'm trying to find it. But it's that point of, like, it is about, God's care about your faith and your heart. And I think one thing that I could say is, like, in those trials, make sure you keep your heart, guard your heart. Because I think you can literally relate those things, like, you know, even towards God, I think, like, God, why are you not coming through for me? Or God, why are you letting all these things happen? You can get so caught up in that. And I think it's being more mindful and checking yourself, because you can literally go on a tangent and go...
Well, it says in Proverbs
4:22,
above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. And in other translation, I think it says it's like your path.
Yeah.
So, like, it'll... Determine your path.
That's a big one, because we can literally, you can let things get to you without even realizing it. You can let those seeds be part of not trusting God, of doubt, of whatever. That, and I think that's even us as Christians being mindful that when you go through hardships, I guess why it's so important to have the right people around you reminding you the truth. And even, like, you know, even though you don't feel like reading your Bible, it's more things like praying. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't feel like praying, obviously.
And I think for me, what helped me with the process is being honest. Like, about how I feel.
Yeah.
So, like, and letting God know how I feel. Like, keeping that communication. Like, you know what? Like, I'm really annoyed that I'm in this situation. Like, I'm really annoyed that I'm struggling with this thing. Or I'm annoyed with myself because I said this thing that I know I shouldn't have said.
Yeah.
And keeping that open, like, and keeping repentant. Like, being honest and being like, you know what? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And that's the whole point of, like, purification is to help us to realise that we need to stay repentant and we can turn away from wrong thinking and we can fix our eyes on good things.
Yeah, I found it. It's James 1 and it says, "Dear brothers and sisters, when troubles of any kind come your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy. For you know that when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. So let it grow, for when your endurance is fully developed, you'll be perfect and complete and needing nothing." And it says, "If you need wisdom, ask your generous God and he will give it to you." Mm-hmm. And then it's about that sort of like, count it all joy when you go through trials. I'm like, just, it's not something that, again, and also, I don't know if we've talked about before, like, joy is the fruit of the spirit. It's not something that you're going to manifest. Like, oh, I feel joy right now. It's like, it's again leaning on to God, like, actually.
Isn't joy like, it's above your circumstances?
Yeah, yeah.
So you have it, even though maybe, like, this horrible thing has happened in my life.
Yeah.
But I've got joy because it's not based on my circumstances. Yeah. It's not based on my feelings. It's based on. It's a gift.
Yeah, and it says actually in Nehemiah 18, "The joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy of the Lord is your strength." It's not my joy is my strength. It's the joy of the Lord that is my strength. And I think, again, it's produced from, like, by God, it's by the Spirit of God. It's not something you manifest. So it's more of like, what can help, I think, what can help navigate that sort of refining season also is, like, again, leaning on to God, allowing the Holy Spirit to give you a pace, joy, like leaning on to God more. I know it's hard, obviously, because you think, God, why are you allowing this to happen? You're blaming God. And I think it's hard to blame someone and then go to them for answers at the same time. Mm. So it's like, don't let yourself be corrupted by your feelings and allow God's truth. And again, everyone, that's why it's key to open up and have a safe space, because you might not be able to do it, you might not be able to feel like it, but actually, if you reach out, someone can actually, so let me pray for you. Or, you know, like, remind you of a scripture that God can, I don't know, that sometimes helps. And also what helps as well is like worship music. There's some songs that literally God just puts on your heart and they speak, like they speak and they encourage you in that time. So I think it's, don't be so close, that don't close your heart off to God because things are hard or feel like you're by yourself or whatever. It's a chance to, I think it's hard. You won't feel like you're actually leaning on to him more, reading your Bible, even though you don't feel like, you feel like just reading for the sake of it, but you don't know, like.
And ask, like, if you feel like, oh, it's difficult to read your Bible, ask someone else to, like, do it with you.
Yeah.
Or set a plan with you. Or, so then you're holding each other accountable and then you can, like, open up together about it and dive into what he's saying in that.
Yeah,
helps me. If I don't feel like reading my Bible, I'll be like, oh, well, I don't really feel like it, but I know that, like, I want to.
Yeah.
Will you help me? And then that, then you build in that rhythm.
That's true.
Yeah, so I think you always fall to your habits or your systems. Like, we always have, like, these, like, I want to be like this. And, like, when everything's going perfectly, we can sometimes get to what we aspire to be.
Yeah.
But the reality is we'll always fall to our habits. So, like, what you said. And, like, often I think we over-romanticise sometimes.
Oh, yes.
Relationship with God.
Yeah.
We sometimes over-romanticise it.
Yeah.
Like, and I always look at this as, like, so the closest thing we have to our relationship with God is marriage. So, like, God says marriage is is the covenant, and, like, it's like Jesus died for the church. Mm-hmm. Like, Jesus loved the church and the church loved Jesus. And every marriage I've seen that's healthy and that's working is people that aren't always doing the have built up habits of doing, like, things that just don't look really glamorous most of the time. Like, I look to my parents and my dad, like, he makes tea for my mom every night. And everyone's like, what's that got to do with marriage? Like, and, like, sometimes, like, that of God is, like, it's, like, unless we don't feel like, unless, like, it's super, like, we're always looking for these, like, extreme highs.
Yes.
And extreme, like, we either have to be in, like, this really dark place where God's, like, delivering us from it, or we have to be in this, like, oh, my days, whoa, everything's amazing. And I think, actually, there's so much amazing things of traveling with God in the mundane, and, like, like you said, or it's, like, you have a friend you keep accountable until it becomes a habit. And, like, and again, like, just what you said, like, it's your, like, God says, like, the, like, those who build on his foundations, when the water comes, And it doesn't say when the water comes and they can start building on his foundation.
Yeah.
That makes no sense. And I think, yeah, building on his foundations before any of the water comes.
And that's
like,
key.
If we're going to be honest, like, a lot of my time, it's me getting up. Like, I can speak from my experiences. I get up. I make sure I get up half an hour before I have to. Again, I don't get up, like, 4 hours before I have to spend, like, 4 hours in the hills, like worshipping with God. And I get up, like, half an hour maybe earlier. And, like, I'd read my Bible for about 15 minutes. I'd worship about 15 minutes. I'd pray in the car on the way to work or whatever. And, like, sometimes it, like, fluctuates. Sometimes I pray more and stuff. But actually, like, that's where I find real relationship with Jesus as well. As well as the big moments is these everyday moments.
That is good. Because I think... You could have said, I don't know what, glamorize it. Because, like, that's why, when you're in the refined time, you hide because you feel like, oh, my little ones, the life is going so good. Why is mine a mess? Because sometimes I think, why is my life a mess? Like, you know, you feel like you think it's only you. And it says a question about, like, you know, your family of believers out of there also going through the same temptation and also trials. Like, we think it's only, me, per se. But then there's people out there who are going through hardships. And I think, to normalize, like, refining, it is part of the journey. Like, your life is not gonna, not everything, like, there's gonna be times where God is gonna show things, highlight things, or remove people in your life. Like, you can pray, oh God, show me this, oh God, I'll be more like Him. We pray these prayers, but then the fruit of it is gonna be things like God, sometimes it's gonna be your attitude or your gossiping, the things like the habits that God, or
leaving the workplace.
Or God is like showing you, please work on this, or there's gonna be things that God's gonna remove away from you, and we have to. If we want to say, we want to be followers of Jesus, we want to, like, obviously do the mission and, you know, kingdom of God come on earth, we need to be willing to allow Him to refine us to become in the way that He wants us to, and to, we have to be able to navigate the process. We have to trust the process and be willing to go through the process. It's not the fun part, the most glamorous part, but I think it's realizing that it is needed. And I think it's being honest more than anything. Allow, like, be aware that you're not the only person going through it. Like, if people go through it, it might look different, but you're not alone. And lean onto God. Like, that's what the Spirit of God in us. Like, you don't have to navigate all the things by yourself. Like, you've got a Father cares for you. And I think it's just, leaning onto God more and not feeling like you have to carry all this by yourself. And also, more than anything, I think I've done is like, oh my days, like, can't wait to get out of it. Like, I'm, am I patiently waiting?
That fruit, that patience.
Yes, because I'm a bit more patient. Yeah. And then God brings things in your life where you have no control and you have to trust His timing.
Doesn't it say that He cuts off the branches that burn off and then the rest of them He'll prune them?
Yeah.
So it's like, your patience
might be
getting pruned.
Yeah,
and bear more
fruit, and just like it's things like that where we have to like trust God that He's working in us and He's making us more like Him. And if we want to produce fruit and make disciples of nations, as called us to, we need to allow Him to refine us the way He wants to.
Absolutely, and I think a couple of things as well is trusting that it's not going to be the end of you. I look back to the Israelites and they were standing in front of the Red Sea. And like Pharaoh and his army was chasing them.
Yeah.
And they thought that was the place that's going to kill them.
Yeah.
Turns out that was the place that killed their enemies.
I love that.
We always look at refining as like, oh, it's me going through a tough time. Actually, maybe God wants to kill some things that if He doesn't kill them now, they will kill you.
Yeah. Oh, that is true.
And and it's like you like trusting like that. There's a, like you said, like trusting that actually, like, it's for your good and for, you know what? God's, and, yeah, it's true, God's for you.
And I think you're saying that, think about, like, how we trust, obviously, we know that God has the plans for life, but if you're not allowing God to remove things in your life now, they'll catch up with you. When you're like, God has got these things for you and then you're not allowing these things to come off you, those things will literally get in the way. Like, you don't want to get in the way of what God has for you or what the person God has for you. It's like, I don't know, relationships or marriage or whatever, like, in your singleness, for example, God can, like, work on your character, your patience, all this stuff that you will need eventually when you get that season of relationship or marriage and all that stuff. And I think it's trusting God enough. I don't know, again, casting your burdens onto Him, like, there for Him to carry and move attitude of, like, not instead of, like, why me, Lord? Actually, like, what, why are you working, what are you showing me? And allow, basically navigating it with Him rather than, like, thinking He's against you. Because sometimes you're going to feel like He's not doing anything, like, He's silent, but actually, it's in that celebration should actually know to him more, like when he feels silent, but actually he is working, he's always there, but it's like drawing near to him. That's something that's helped me. What about you? And what's like tips you can give someone that's maybe like either go through it or in it to navigate it well?
Friendships, lean on God.
Yeah.
And leaning on God's character, that who he is.
Yeah.
Like, and reminding yourself of who he is.
Yeah.
And keeping that. Whenever I go through it, I'm like, okay, well, what's God's character then? Like, he said he's good, so I'm going to believe that he's good.
Yeah.
And then, yeah. I think my main ones, I think.
Yeah.
I think I look at Psalms and I look at David. David was honest with God. I know he said, like, and, like, I am the biggest believer of, like, faith over feelings.
Yeah.
I think there's some, and that doesn't mean we negate everything we feel.
Mm.
And that doesn't mean, like, especially when you're going through a refining time, we said it feels dreadful.
Yeah.
And that's not God saying, like, forget about the feeling, dreadful. Like, yeah. Just get on with it, you absolute dummy. Like, come on, like, move, like, back in my, you know, all that kind of stuff. Actually, like David brought all his feelings to the Lord's honor. David's like, where are you? Like, I've been asking, like, like, where are you, God?
Yeah.
And like, but then, here's the important part, which a lot of people don't do, and sometimes we don't do if we're honest.
Mm.
He goes, but I, like you said, I know your character. Mm. And like, I know you are good. I know you are faithful. Mm. I know you're everlasting. I know you're rightful, righteous. And yeah, I think it's, again, like, you can either, we will go through trials.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
We can either bring him to God or bring him further away from God.
Mm.
And that's up to, God's a gentleman, like God knocks on the door. And that's up to us if we want to let, I can go through these trials and I cannot let God in any of it. Mm. Actually, I can let them kill me. And or I can bring God all of it, the good, the bad, the ugly, everything in between. And he already knows, like, he's not, like, oh my days, you said this, I didn't realise. No, like, God, I don't believe God works on what we don't bring him. Not because he's not able to.
Mm.
But again, because it's relationship. It's not him overpowering us.
Mm.
Yeah.
And I think, I don't know about you.
Like, yeah.
I don't know what's your, how do you navigate like that?
Yeah, I think for me, it's realizing, like, it's a journey. It's going to be highs and lows. It's literally journey. The same God in the mountain, same God in the valley. Like, the same God that, again, that's actually something else. Realizing, looking at, sometimes we forget. You forget sometimes the battles God has fought for you before. The things he's brought you. You know, we forget, even you're going through, we don't think about, but I think it's reminding yourself of the seasons that God has brought you through. Things, the battles God has fought for you. Reminding yourself of the same God that fought before, the same God's going to fight. The same God that was with me then is with me now. And I think reminding yourself of, like, God doesn't change, the same yesterday and forever. And again, leaning onto his character, reminding yourself of who he is. It is not easy, because sometimes your circumstances, like, oh my God, you get overwhelmed. First of all, you're worried, you're overthinking, you're stressing. But again, in the midst of all that, reminding yourself who God is in control. He's literally in control. Like, it might seem like everything is chaotic, but he's in control. In the midst of the storm, he's in there. I think it's reminding yourself of the battles God has fought for you before and how he's come through for you, and reminding yourself that he's going to do it again. Mm-hmm. And trust, like, that should be comfort, I think, like, resting in that truth of, like, he's going to come through for me, and realizing that, like, anything with Christ, it is going to be, you have to be, I don't know, not dedicated, but you have to be, trust the journey, like, trust the process, be in the process. You can't, like, I don't know, mentioned before, like, I don't know if I mentioned before to you, Nate, as well, like, The one thing I can do is try and, like, hide the pain, or I don't know, like, pretend like it's not happening, or try to, do you know what I mean? Like, mask the pain or the trial, but more than anything is allow yourself to go through the pain, because you know that God is in it with you, like, he's going to help you in the situation. Like, don't try and hide it or pretend like it's not happening, and, like, invite God, like, God, show me in this season, show me what, do you know what I mean? Show me, like, I don't know, help me to become aware of your presence, because he's already in it. But, like, open your spiritual eyes in a sense to see him in that. And also, like, realize that in the pain, like, his strength, his power is made perfect in weakness. In when you feel like it's weak, when you feel the pain, he's in with this. It's more invitation to lean onto his strength because obviously it's not your strength, it's not my strength, it's his strength. But leaning onto him in the pain is key, because ultimately you'll be like, oh man, it's like, you know, it's, how have I been able to do this? Like, God, it's God, all the way it's been him, but you need to allow yourself to see that, because God won't force himself. Like, we've got free will. You need to choose to trust him and lean onto him and see him help you navigate through that. No.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, this idea of like seeing him. Well, I think one of the amazing things actually I found about refinement is the times where I've met God and seen different facets of God in ways I've never seen before. And I think like you hear about these, but then like when you go through those times, you see different parts of God's character that you just never said before, you've never seen before. And it's like I've seen God. God's gentleness in ways I've never seen before. I've seen God's attention to detail in ways I've never seen before. And like, because I used to like a lot of times I build up this image as a big God's a big picture God, so like, he cares about the big things. That's true. I've never realized he cares about the detail as much, and how intrinsic the Holy Spirit is, and how intricate the Holy Spirit is.
Yeah.
In terms of like, not just in my life, but when I've seen other people go through their times of struggle and refinement, of how the Holy Spirit takes, like, how he sent his Holy Spirit down, and how the Holy Spirit is working, like, to extreme detail. And like, yeah, it's just phenomenal. And like, just different parts of who God is, like, I've just come to this that I would have never known. Had I not gone through that stage?
Yeah, that is it. That's a good actual perspective to have, because I think we can go through it and just, for me, be quick to go out of it. But then you've said, like, you actually realize, you discover not only about yourself, but also about God. Because again, it's easy to say, oh my God, show me what you're working in me, or show me what you're working in me. But actually, the character of God, you can know the character of God in that as well. And I guess, more ultimately, your relationship with God grows deeper. It's just trusting that ultimately you're as long as something is leading you closer to God, God cares about that. Like, he's leading you. We are called to relationship with him. So if something's leading you closer to him, and he's obvious, you know, he's in the fire with you, in a sense, you know, it's gonna, you know, it is worth it. Like, also, like, what you also reminded me before, like, we spoke that some time ago, is like, you're waiting for, oh my God, show me the purpose of this pain. Like, show me what was all this about. Actually, it's like, you know what? Yeah, that was something, you know, that really, really interested me.
It sounds a bit controversial to say after everything you just said.
Yeah, but
like, the beauty isn't even in the purpose that's going to... There is purpose.
Yeah, there is, yeah.
It's like, it's all about relationship with God. So actually, like, in those really... When I'm comforted, when I've been at my worst and I've been comforted, actually, it's those moments that I'm so thankful for that I've seen God in. But that's the... Like, that for me is like... the main thing about it, really.
That's been great. Thanks, guys. Thanks, Nader. Glad to have you. Thanks, Amy. Thank you, guys.